I've kind of been waiting for this to drop because I'm fascinated by the guys that are trying to make a return from Me Too. And some of them will never make a return from Me Too. And I know this guy in particular has been working steadily, but he has not had anything released on any type of big public platform since he got in trouble almost a decade ago. And I'm speaking of Louis C.K., the very, very noted comedian. Have you guys seen him?
Live, yes.
Did you go to Fair Park, the band show?
No, it was like the Kessler? No, what's...
Oh, something really small.
Majestic?
The Majestic,
okay.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I think in 2012 or something like that, I saw him, and, you know, it was absolutely hilarious.
2018, 2017?
Yeah, well, probably, he got in trouble in 2017, so,
okay, so
probably before that.
Maybe, okay.
Yeah, and he got in trouble because it got reported by several other people in the world of comedy that he had a proclivity for pulling his pants down and pleasuring himself in front,
welcome kids,
in front of female comics. Like, hey, you want to get a beer and go up to your place? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he would, under false pretenses, get them in a hotel room and then just kind of do his business without their
Jack
permission.
This guy.
Yeah. And it's just gross.
That was the extra juice that he needed.
And apparently it happened a lot. And all these people came forward and, you know, he's like, well, sorry. I don't really know what to say about my problem that I have. And I'm not even sure he ever, I don't remember a public apology.
I don't either.
You know, I think it just, he let time do its business. Well, Netflix just signed him to do a big show, and it was released last night.
Really?
Yes. And, again, it's the first time he's done other comedy albums, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. But I think he's released it on his own, like on his website and very low-level type things. And he's kind of been MIA for a decade. And so after the game last night, I was like, you know what? I'm very interested to see, A, how he handles himself, no pun intended. B,
is he still funny?
Yeah, I'm sure he's still funny, but does he address anything? And the answer to the second part is no. He never said a word about it, and to make things worse, I guess I don't remember this side of him. Every bit that he did, and he's like the typical comedian that will stretch out a bit for, you know, 7, 8, 9 minutes, move on to the next one, tie it into something. There were so many wiener jokes and weird, like, pedophile jokes. And like, I mean, if I were him and I was going to do this, I feel I would have steered away from my own genitalia. And he focused on it like it was almost like a double down type thing. Like he had a whole routine on his balls.
Now, do you want the speakers adjusted at all?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Hey, Garrett.
Maybe turn the speakers down a little bit. Yeah, down, not up.
No, yeah, I think they need to be turned up.
No, Dave, we're not. No. So, it's an hour-long special. It's very funny, but I sat there going, am I weirded out by this, or should I be weirded out by it? It's just a really strange place to be in right now, because you don't know if I should be like, yeah, sure, come on back, and you're now my comedy guy again, and all that. So, but I watched it, and I did laugh a couple of times. The funniest bit he did was a bit on being 58 years old and trying to get out of his seat at a movie theater, and how awkward and clumsy it is to be in the middle and like and talking to each person. Pardon me, excuse me, let me get through here. And just using whatever athletic ability he has left to maneuver around them and their popcorn and their Cokes. It was really funny. But probably the thing that he's going to be known for in this is the way that the bit that he did about his dad. And they just moved his dad into assisted living. And apparently his dad was a real Rick with a P. and growing up and all that. And I think, Dave, this is the second one. And he and his sisters made the decision at the age of 89, his dad was 89, to move him into an assisted living place. And they show up at the assisted living place, and this is how it went down.
But first you go on a tour. The theme of the tour is, this is what this is. There's just this, the guy's like, so that's where they eat. I was like, that doesn't look good. And he says, yeah, well, that's where they eat. That's the tour. Like,
and we dumped it too. We caught it in time.
Oh, no.
I swear I took that out. I guess I can't. But he basically said, I write you a check for whatever the F you want. And that's it. Okay.
Oh, Corbin. My God.
Okay, so you get the idea. Dump they that. Take him and
did you
and whatever.
Did you get that one?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did.
Everything good back there, boys?
Sorry. Dump that.
Yeah. Let's not play anymore just to be safe. And we dumped it, too.
I sent you the original one. I'm sorry, Dave. I'm really, really sorry I did that.
It's too bad there's not an e-break this Friday.
Yeah, I know. But it was just so awkward watching him. And I don't know if you guys are interested in watching it or not. Based on, do you give him a second chance?
I don't know.
Corby, did you already bring it up that he released a couple of specials after he got Me Too'd, but, and pun intended, he self-released them rather
yeah.
than...
Yeah, that's, I did yeah. say that. Yeah, okay. yeah. But this is the first one on a big public, you know, streaming platform and all that. Did you watch any of those, Lando?
Yeah, I thought they were funny.
Okay, did he address the stuff?
Yeah, I think it was in the one called Sorry, where he brought it up real quick, said a couple things about it, and then he didn't go back to it at all. During
and that was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's just because, you know, he didn't rape anyone. He didn't hook up with a 15-year-old or anything, but he did something that is so weird.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's sexual assault. It's a violation of someone's sexual agency.
Over and over and over, apparently, yes. He did this. And so I felt really weird watching him perform this act. So that's on Netflix if you want to watch it. The other thing that I know there's no cursing in this. Have you guys seen the new Larry David special?
Yeah, we played the trailer, a bit of the trailer on E! News a couple weeks ago.
So have you seen the new episode?
No.
The first episode?
The first one came out yesterday or the
day
before?
No, last week. Last week.
Okay.
Life, Larry, and the Pursuit of Unhappiness, an almost history of America.
I need to see this, I think.
And it is a retelling of all the, or not all, but a lot of the historical events in the U.S. And it is Larry with full makeup on playing the likes of Alexander Graham Bell, playing the guy who rode next to Rosa Parks on the bus. Like, he puts himself in all these different historical events. And of course, it's Curb Your Enthusiasm with history.
Right.
And the one that really got me was he is playing Alexander Graham Bell, and it's the invention of the telephone, and it's the recreation at his house. He's got a huge group of people of behold the telephone, and he shows them, and they're like, oh, you know. And then he's like, and now I'm going to make a call to someone who is, you know, in the other room, and he's going to be able to hear me, and it is breaking ground. And so in the other room is Watson, and it's played by Richard Kind, and who was on Curb Your Enthusiasm for a couple of years, Clooney's roommate,
yeah.
The cat box guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
the legend.
It's the first phone call ever made, and the Larry take on it is how quickly already how bored he is of the conversation. All right.
Mr. Watson, can you hear me?
Indeed I can, Alexander.
Oh, he can hear me!
is a step forward in science and communication.
I could not have done it without your able assistance.
It is a time for celebration.
Indeed.
So, what are you doing?
Not a lot.
Uh-huh. I'm sitting on a chair.
Yeah. Me too. I'm on a chair. Well, okay. Okay.
Alexander,
do you remember when we went to that science convention?
Where was that?
Cleveland.
We were at that hotel.
Do you remember all of the hedges, the topiary work that was done?
That landscaper was amazing.
Yes, it was.
There were elephants and seals, and there was the giraffe, yeah. And I think they used
a tree for the giraffe's neck, which I don't think it's fair. I think when you are doing topiary work, you should be a purist.
You only use the hedges.
Yeah, okay, all right.
And the gardens were beautiful. You picked some lilies.
Which I didn't think was right.
Yeah, all right, okay.
But you don't pick all right, we're flowers good. From someone we're good. Else's garden.
I gotta take off, but...
Oh, you know what I've been meaning to tell you?
Yeah, all right, Watson, I got some people here. I gotta get going.
My cousin sent me a letter.
Oh, my God.
He met people with the last name Graham.
But two M's.
Ooh. I put the letter aside. You don't spell it
ever with two M's, do you?
Watson, shut
no,
up!
Why would you
shut that's up, a Walter. Hat on a hat.
Okay, they got two M's. Yeah, Watson, I got people here. I gotta get off the phone.
You only use two M's if you have to say...
Or yummy.
Do you know any Grams that spell with two M's?
No, I don't know any Grams. I know any Grams with one M. I know any Grams with two M's. I don't know any Grams with three M's.
Hangs up the phone.
I think we got cut off.
Do you remember the duck? The little ducklings followed behind. But that was adorable. It just hit me when we were all...
Just throws the phone in the trash can. The very first phone call. And after 10 seconds, he's like, kind of had it with this whole thing, this whole phone thing. It's really funny. Like, I wasn't expecting it to be funny, that funny, but it's a really smart take on history. It's
awesome.
Called Life, Larry, and the Pursuit of Unhappiness, an almost history of America. On HBO.
All right.
And there's no cussing in it.
Something else for the list.
No, but there is in the other show, apparently.